As a reporter, you find certain spots where you can find people. A park, a service station, or in this particular case, a restaurant. I headed over to Tally's American Cafe at 11th and Yale. What I found, generally speaking, was support for the president. Sometimes unreserved support.
I'm a huge fan of Trump. Hate me if you want, but I love him. I like him. And I think he's doing a good job.
She did admit the Iran situation was moving a little too quickly for her to really absorb so far.
I heard a little bit about it, but not enough to really discuss it because I know things are changing minute by minute.
Her friend was a little more critical.
I don't really involve myself in talking about the war because I don't agree with that in general. Like, if it is right or whatnot, it's loss of life and I don't support it at all.
Nor was she alone in wondering why we remain in that troubled region more than 18 years after we invaded Afghanistan.
We're so involved in other people in other countries' business and in their lives. Like, why do that when we're struggling here?
That young lady's lunch companion told me part of the difference of opinion is generational.
She doesn't actually remember 9/11. But I do. She was just a few years old when that happened. And so I think there comes a line. I'm not sure what that line is that we need to get out, but I remember that attack.
So she thinks we shouldn't be in a hurry to fold our tents and come home.
I think terrorism is a real threat. And if we don't take them out, I think it's going to continue to be a threat for us on our soil.
At another table, three ladies who backed the president despite the apparent dangers.
I feel like we cannot be a doormat for anybody. You have to stand up to people.
I agree. So,
and it's frightening. Nobody likes war.
This couple told me they're following events, but not too closely. He's a little uncertain about what should happen next.
It'd probably be better just to let it go, but at the same time, they did attack us. So I'm kind of hoping he stays true to we'll hit back. But then again, we also don't want to jump into another war.
While she says whatever happens, most of us can really only sit and watch.
Honestly, I'm the belief that if we get in a war, there's nothing I can do. I mean, it's going to happen whether I like it or not. So I have my faith in the president that he'll take care of us the way he should.
You can talk to us as well. Hit the open mic on the KRMG app and you just might hear yourself on the radio. More importantly, we'll hear from you. Russell Mills, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.